This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have asked me about certain cities and states and their water quality. And, you know, I'll ask my husband all the time. You know, we'll go into a hotel, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm thirsty, so we'll get some ice, and then I'll get some water from the tap. And then I'll ask him, he goes, is the water good here? He's like, oh, yeah, the water is great in this town. Okay, and one city of which he's told me was New York City. Said, oh, yeah, the water's great in New York City. Well, it's very interesting. I'm looking at a report here from the Huffington Post, and they look at some of the top cities, the top tap water cities in America, and New York City. They say more than 1 billion gallons of sweet, mineral-rich water travels over 125 miles from carefully guarded Catskill Mountain reservoirs. And so New York City water, I've tasted it. I like it. I like it a lot. So I guess that's why. Next is Stevens Point, Wisconsin. According to Huffington Post, it's pulled from aquifers and treated with chlorine, fluoride, and phosphate. Yum. And they say the silky clean sip topped the American Water Works Association taste test. Wow, I guess there's an American Water Works Association. Yeah, and I guess there's a taste test. Chicago. They said moderately hard Lake Michigan water is filtered through carbon and sand for their clean-tasting, yummy water. That's Chicago. These are, and this isn't in facetious or jest, this is, these are the top cities' water, I guess, in terms of taste. And, it's taste. I'm hoping it's healthy as well. They say Denver, obviously the Rocky Mountains. They say it's a little mineral and grassy tasting. Manchester, New Hampshire uses soft Lake Massabesic water. It's purified with ozone, and it has also earned kudos from the Partnership for Safe Water for its quality. Oh, that's pretty. Fort Collins, Colorado, from Cache Le Poured River. It's coal filtered and chlorine treated for their crisp flavor. Greenville, South Carolina, they use a pristine, they say, 26,000 acre area from the Blue Ridge foothills, which is where their water comes from. Silverdale, Washington, a deep green mountain aquifer, I guess, uses rainwater. I said their rainwater fresh water can be consumed untreated. Huh. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. They use 6 man-made lakes. They filter them, treat with ozone, and their water won contest from the AWWA. Louisville, Kentucky, sand and gravel filtration, and I guess hundreds of daily tests ensure that water from the not-so-untested Ohio River comes to them. What about countries, though? This was an interesting article I found. Apparently, there's this infographic that has been revealed over the last couple days of different destinations in Europe where you can and cannot drink tap water. They say usually most of Western Europe you're good, okay? But they say if you're going to be over the border of Slovakia, you may want to use bottled water. Now, this is an infographic, okay, that comes from, let me see, on, let me see where it says here. I don't know who to give credit for this for. Okay, it doesn't say. All right, this infographic saying a European traveler's guide to drinking water where you can and can't drink tap water in Europe. So, Iceland, Finland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Ireland, Greece, all the way south to Malta. Of course, Italy, Spain, Portugal, France. So Western Europe, fine. They say where you cannot drink tap water is, you see, Kazakhstan, Georgia, Armenia, Turkey, Cyprus. But this is tap water they urge to not drink. Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Romania, Bulgaria, Albania. And they say, consider any bodies of water you swim in are safe as well as just drinking water. Try not to get water in your mouth when you shower, and always use soap. They say, remember that brushing your teeth, wash salad and fruits and ice in your drink are other potential sources of contaminated water. They say bottled water is readily available almost everywhere in Europe, so don't worry too much about the tap water safety unless you really have to. In many instances, your safest bet is to stick to bottled water wherever possible. And they go, if unsure, always buy bottled water. You know, that blows my mind. I mean, you know, it's an industry now. I can't stand having to buy my water. Okay? Water was always supposed to be free. I mean, remember we talk about, you know, the only free things in life are water, and now we're finding it's not. And the amount of money we spend, I gotta tell you, one thing that really concerns me about the water that we're using is the plastic bottles. I think that's also leading to our obesity crisis, because our food is surrounded by plastics. I mean, our food used to be eaten fresh, or maybe we would surround it in foil or that Pyrex or ceramic, etc. And now everything's with plastics, and plastic leach chemicals, BPA, etc. And I am a big, heavy bottled water drinker because, you know, I bring a bottle of water with me when I work out, then I drink it. I mean, remember we used to use the sparklets and then make fun of the blip, 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 you know, every time you would, every time it would kind of plunge in, you know, to deal with the vacuum of the water that you were pouring. But the sparklets water bottles were too heavy to carry. You were worried about mold. I loved watching the sparklets water guys come over. Remember, my mom would put her makeup on, and I'm like, you know, why? Are we going out? No. Sparklets water guy, oh, can you bring that bottle in? You know, and then, you know, he'd leave and, you know, say, I mean, not, my mom didn't sleep with them, obviously, but I was flirting with them, too. Okay, and I was only 5. So anyway, really, really like sparkles water. And then sparkles, it looks all glittery, right? You know, so it looks like, you know, it's like really glittery water. I love sparkles water. So now we just do the individual bottles, but we're getting plastics in us. And I don't know how safe that is. So, you know, tap water, certain countries, you got to be careful. But it was very interesting with the states. So New York City, Chicago, they're doing pretty well. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about, including coffee making us go deaf. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, many of you over the weekend had calls and questions, and let's get those answered. Let's go right to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Tony, and I spoke to you a couple of years ago about bad treatment at a local hospital. I have a colostomy and a nephrostomy, and I also called you again. We were talking about medications. And I do take the Norco's 4 times a day, and it's very unfortunate because I have to go back for this colon resection surgery, and I'm extremely frightened just as I was before where like all the hell I went through. And I'm more concerned. I've put off the surgery for 2.5 years now, and I'm concerned about being on the MPO status that I can't even have eye shifts again because that was the biggest thing that... of all the hell that I went through 3 years ago. And the biggest thing is I wasn't able to have anything to drink or any ice chips or anything for 6 months. And I have to go back and do this again, and I have to have it at the same horrible hospital because my colon resection surgeon isn't, you know, he's only available there. So have a nice day and answer my question if you can and when you can. Thank you. Good night.
Well, I wish I could talk to you live. I know you listen to the show at night on one of the affiliates, and I mean, if I remember correctly, what you went through hopefully will never, ever, ever happen again. For you to 6 months not be able to eat, I mean, wow, I don't blame you for being scared and frightened, and I mean, wow, I couldn't even imagine. A concern I have is I know you didn't want to go to this one hospital, and we talked about, you know, talking to your insurance about your options, but it sounds like obviously you've done that ad nauseum and found that, you know, the only, you know, hospital you could go to and, is the one that, they assigned you to. And, if I remember correctly, you had a complication of the surgery, and that's why what should have had you out in a very short period of time unfortunately turned into a 6 month ordeal. This NPO, where you're not allowed to eat anything but ice chips, is supposed to be a very temporary order such that you don't eat or drink anything prior to your surgery. And then, while going through the colostomy, we very slowly advance your diet because you've lost part of your colon. There is a time limit to that. It shouldn't be 6 months. Your concerns obviously are valid. I would love to know what your doctor has suggested to hopefully you know, put you at ease. You know, the reason why they don't let you eat is obviously, you know, if you're going to be having surgery, you can't have food in your system, because if you aspirate, if your GI tract is active and you reflux any food from the esophagus, it could very easily go up the esophagus and into your lungs when you're under anesthesia. And getting food into your lungs prevents the lungs from transmitting oxygen, and it could also cause pneumonia. It's very dangerous. It's called aspiration. So when you aspirate something, you could unfortunately get an aspiration pneumonia, and it definitely respiratorily compromises you. So nobody's going to ever change that rule. We do not do surgery on people who've eaten. It's always NPO. That's something that will never change, and it's a very frustrating aspect. You know, it's funny. I've had lots of surgeries, and I thought I would not handle that NPO well. It's interesting when you have surgery early in the morning. You don't notice it. It's really not that big a deal. You get up, you brush your teeth, you know, and, you know, many of you that have ever done a fast, a ritualistic fast, it's doable. You wake up, you know, you as long as I'm allowed to brush my teeth, you know, you brush your teeth. Sometimes they even let you swallow your pills and swallow your medications with a sip of water. But that's doable. What's not doable is if you are going to be the 5 p.m. surgery, and then you're sitting there going, how long do I have to wait? And that's very, very frustrating. But what you're talking about is after the surgery, post-op, you are NPO, where you're not allowed to eat for a very extended period of time. And, you know, the other thing that they should also be doing is for people that can't, you know, take in orals, if, God forbid, that happens to you, they do IV medications, or even... Oh, did I? or feeding tubes. Or what they can do is put a feeding tube, and that gets food into your stomach. But it's frustrating. I'm so sorry you're going through this. I wish I could make this easier on you. And, you know, please keep us posted. I'd like to know when that surgery is happening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We love your questions. We love your calls. Even if you're listening to me and I'm not live at the time, because I'm live every morning. morning from 9 to 11 on Pacific time, AM. Would love to have you call in, answer, and ask your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So coffee, especially caffeinated coffee, may be making you deaf. They say according to research by the McGill University in Canada, now it's not just you drinking the coffee, okay, there's a little twist to this. Regular caffeine consumption can greatly impede hearing recovery from loud noise, and it may even make the damage permanent. So when your ear is exposed to loud noise, you could lose hearing, right? We've all done that. We've gone to large, concerts, or mom was screaming in your ear or whatever. And according to this, Dr. Faisizo Wawi, an otolaryngologist at McGill, he says when the ear is exposed to loud noise, okay, it's called an auditory temporary threshold shift when you lose hearing. This disorder is usually reversible in the first 72 hours after the exposure, but if symptoms persist, the damage could become permanent. The researchers found this impact through an experiment on guinea pigs. They grouped the pigs and tested them in environments of noise without coffee and noise with coffee. The noise the animals were exposed to for 1 hour per day is similar as what people hear at a rock concert. Oh gosh, I hate the way my ears feel after a rock concert. I don't go anymore. Is it that I'm old? You know, one of my first concerts was Chicago. Yeah, with Peter Cetera. Oh man, love Chicago. Now, I'm dating myself. All right. So the researchers looked at guinea pigs, and they test them with the coffee. Like I said, after 8 days, significant difference of hearing loss is recorded between the two groups. And in 2015, the European Food Safety Authority published an advice that caffeine intakes from all sources up to 400 milligrams per day and single doses of 200 milligrams might be safe for adults. But according to this research, they said exposure to loud noises coupled with daily consumption of 25 milligrams of caffeine may have a clear impact on hearing recovery.
No,
go ahead.
I'm screwed.
I know.
I'm so done. I work so many nightclubs and I drink so much coffee. And I might be a good test subject to prove otherwise, though, because we did a little test here. We had a frequency generator, and we sat here, and everybody tried to listen to the highest frequencies, and I made it further than anybody. So I might call a bit of BS on this, but I don't know like the measurements in which they're using either. Like, are we talking like, am I literally not going to be able to hear certain decibels at certain frequencies, or
right,
are we like fractions of decibels? What are we talking here?
Well, and here's my thing. Okay, I'm hard of hearing. I've been diagnosed as being
hard
of hearing. Yeah, I know. And I don't drink coffee, so I don't. I mean, yeah, I've had Coca-Cola a lot, but in terms of that, I kind of think BS too. What made them decide to find guinea pigs and test this? I mean, where did they even come up with that? But that's
poor
there's obviously
pigs.
An industry.
That's all I can say. Why would guinea pigs don't like rock and roll? Everybody should know that by now.
I know, and they don't usually drink coffee. So if they found an issue when it came to their hearing, maybe it's because they just don't usually drink coffee anyway. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's funny. But we're screwed anyway. No, my hearing is really bad, and it's just because I always had Walkman, and it's the foam that was by my ear and the loud sounds. This was before Tom was born. Tom, did you ever like have a Walkman like when you were in the womb?
I did not have a Walkman. I was around for that era. I grew up with the rotary dial princess phone in my house, and that was our only out. So I grew up in an antique museum, basically.
Okay.
I did not have that much experience with them. We had them. It was too hard to climb trees and go play in the swamp and get all mucky and
right,
dirty
with
and
them.
Chase
yeah.
turtles. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were revolutionary in the 80s. You could listen to your own music, so I could rock out to Aerosmith or to Def Leppard, and nobody else would hear me. You know, it was great.
No, they'd hear you and only you and not
yeah.
the music.
Yeah. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so over the weekend, we had the first quote-unquote Zika-related death in the continental U.S. reported in Utah. Now, I cannot say for 100% that Zika killed this woman, but I wouldn't be surprised obviously it played a role. Utah health officials said Friday that the death of an elderly patient at the end of June was related to the Zika virus. The unidentified resident of Salt Lake County had traveled to an undisclosed destination where the virus was circulating. The cause of death has not been determined. They said this person had an underlying medical condition and tested positive for Zika, so we know it contributed to the death, but we don't know that it was the sole cause of death, according to Dr. Dagmar Vitek, medical director for the Salt Lake County Department of Health. They said it may not be possible to determine how the Zika infection contributed to the death. Laboratory confirmation of the virus did not come back until after the individual had died. And you wonder, you know, I mean, they were looking for it. How many people look for it? So, you know, you wonder if more people, unfortunately, do. They say apparently because of, you know, health privacy laws, understandable, so no additional information about the patient will be released. To date, there have been no locally transmitted cases of Zika in the United States from a mosquito, but there are 1,100 travel-related cases, according to the CDC. As we know, the virus can cause devastating birth defects in children, you know, because of the microcephaly where the skull is born small and could cause neurological issues as well. Usually the Aedes aegypti mosquito or the Aedes albopictus mosquito, which carries Zika, usually is not in Utah. Now, the virus can also cause Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a condition which the body's immune system attacks nerves, and it could also cause temporary paralysis. Now, who else has died, okay, not within the continental U.S. of Zika? Well, there was a 70-year-old Puerto Rican man, and he died from complications of the virus in February. No other known Zika-related deaths. Now, how did he die? Well, he died from idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura. So this is where you have excessive bruising and bleeding because you lose your platelets. Your platelets are your clotting factors. So this immune thrombocytopenia happens a lot of times after a viral infection. Now, kids may get it, and then usually recover fully without treatment. With adults, it could be long-term. This could be very deadly because if you lose your platelets, you need continual platelet transfusions as well as IVIG, something to stop your body's immune system from fighting your platelet count. You know, I told you one of my relatives was brushing his teeth one morning, and he was bleeding more than he usually bleeds when he brushes his teeth. So he goes, well, that's odd. Then he goes to work and his nose starts to bleed a lot. So he ends up going to the hospital and his platelets were almost zero. So his body had just decided one day to start attacking his platelets. And so, unfortunately, he was starting to bleed internally. And this is how you can die. So what's very scary is how Zika in this 70-year-old Puerto Rican man, not the Utah woman, because we don't know exactly what happened to the Utah woman and how she died. We're still waiting on that. But with this 70-year-old Puerto Rican gentleman, obviously what happened is, I mean, I don't want to say obvious, but what we're deducing happened is the virus incited and started this cascade of symptoms where his immune system decided to start fighting and killing off platelets. Now remember, platelets are produced in the bone marrow. So what they do is they clump together, they're very sticky, and they stop bleeding. They form a clot that seals cuts and small tears. So having platelets is extremely important. And you know how we're talking about blood donation and how we need people to donate platelets every couple weeks? I mean, you know, more so than your 56 days with donating whole blood or red blood cells. You know, platelets, obviously a very, very important part of blood. And so people with ITP, a lot of times you'll see purpura, where these are bruises. Okay, purpura is like bruises. Or you'll see this within the inside membranes of the mouth. Why? Because you're starting to bleed. Petechiae is a small bruise. It kind of looks like a rash. So whenever I see somebody that has these weird red dots on their skin all of a sudden, I immediately check their blood count, and I immediately check their platelets to make sure they're not bleeding, you know, internally. So it is more common in women than men. Children are more likely to get this after like a viral illness like mumps or measles, but we don't really see mumps or measles that much anymore because of the vaccination. There's the acute and the chronic. The acute is the most common form. It lasts less than 6 months, and we see this more in kids, but the chronic can last 6 months or longer. We see it in adults, sometimes teenagers and kids, etc. So idiopathic thrombocytopenic purpura is idiopathic. We don't know. Idiopathic means unknown cause. So we don't know. Something triggers the autoimmune response that causes your immune system to think platelets are bad guys. They think platelets are foreign bodies, so all of a sudden your body decides to turn around and kill off your own platelets. The immune system produces antibodies then that marks platelets for destruction, and then they go off to the spleen, so now your platelet count is lower. So if you, God forbid, get into a car accident or you just are brushing your teeth, you'll start to bleed. The most symptoms, common symptoms are bruising easily, these petechiae, bleeding from the gums during dental work, blood in the urine, blood in the stool. Your period could be very heavy. Prolonged bleeding from cuts. You know, you cut yourself, you're like, it's just a paper cut. Why am I still bleeding? Or if you bleed profusely during surgery. Most people with ITP, they have no symptoms. So this is being reported by Healthline. So sometimes we use steroids. Sometimes we use IVIG, which is the intravenous immunoglobulin, thrombopoietin receptor agonist, immunosuppressants. And sometimes we also use antibiotics because sometimes people can get infection. But here's the thing, okay? Why Zika? All right? You know, and so what this brings into light and what we need to look at and study and research is we have an elderly woman who dies. Yes, she had a comorbid condition, so we don't know what her other medical condition was because of patient privacy, and understandably so. But she gets Zika, and now she's more vulnerable. So Zika, putting somebody into a state of inflammation or an autoimmune state, could be enough to kill somebody who's already vulnerable. And so what we need to do now is again, highlight that Zika isn't just a pregnant woman problem. You know, even though people are very concerned about pregnant women and they're concerned about their babies, it doesn't scare them like Ebola did. Ebola scared the hell out of everybody. So everybody was afraid with Ebola. Now, people aren't, they're just not afraid of Zika because many times it doesn't affect them directly. According to this, it can. So if you have a medical condition or it decides to throw you into ITP, you can die. Now, because the media isn't reporting the deaths to the degree that we, you know, because, you know, there aren't as many, thank God, as we saw with Ebola, people aren't thinking about that. So my recommendation is if you do travel to a Zika endemic area in Brazil or, you know, South America or the Caribbean or Mexico, et cetera, and you come back to the United States, you let your doctor know. And get tested. And if you do have Zika, then you're going to have to be watched a little more closely. And we're going to have to keep an eye on the what could be possibly manifesting from that. But a concern I have is heart. Okay, remember how we talked about any condition that causes inflammation could possibly induce a heart attack? We're looking at people with psoriasis being more at risk for heart attack and stroke, and if you have gingivitis and dental issues, you could be more at risk for heart attack and stroke. All right, well, they, you know, what if getting Zika, a virus such as Zika, that obviously is one tricky, weird sort of virus, could that put you at risk? You know, we talk about how, you know, wintertime is some of the most dangerous time for heart disease because of the stress, but we also forget because of infection too. If you suffer from infection, then you know, you could be more at risk from the stress. But anything that could incite an inflammatory response, I really panic about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. So, you know how we've talked about medical marijuana and legalizing marijuana, and I don't have a problem with marijuana being legal at all, if we have the infrastructure ready and in place. Well, here's a unfortunate example of how the infrastructure is not in place. Apparently, many marijuana shops are forced to do business in cash. Now we're being told that many of them are becoming targets of violent robberies, according to the LA Times. Apparently, there was a killing of a marijuana store security guard in Colorado and a wounding of another guard in San Bernardino. And these are the latest examples of the crime lure that are posed by cash-only pot dispensaries. They say while those armed robbery attempts and a pot store shootout in Walnut Park in L.A. were unfolding this month, Democratic-sponsored legislation that could have led to more dispensaries offering plastic and electronic payments in lieu of cash was blocked, they say, by House Republicans. They say moments such as this unfortunately remind us that the cash-based nature of the legal cannabis industry here in Colorado make these dispensaries and cultivation facilities prime targets. I have no idea what the political back and forth is. I mean, the one thing I do know is many bills have other things attached to it, so I'm kind of confused as to why a store would be mandated to only operate in cash. But then on the other hand, you know, I see what's happening with credit card purchases. I can't tell you how many times my credit card doesn't work. And I call the credit card company, and they go, well, we were unsure if there was unusual activity. You know, you went to a McDonald's, you know, in this city. And I go, well, I am in that city, you know, so, you know, and I know you guys could follow us looking at our, you know, our purchasing. You know exactly where my Southwest Airlines flight is, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, thank you for making sure that, you know, my card isn't being misused. But my card is just blocked without them even telling me. So I can't even use my card at times until I call them. And what I think has been happening with a lot of credit card companies is they are so sick of people stealing cards or stealing numbers. And you know how many credit card companies say, look, you are not responsible for the fraudulent charges. That, you know, I was wondering, I go, how do the credit card companies, you know, deal with all the financial losses of having to pay for fraudulent charges? Well, it looks like what they're doing now to fight back is they're preemptively stopping the card both before you even have a chance to be stolen from. And then I notice many times my card isn't working. I'm now at the point where every time I use my card, I stress if it's going to work or not, and it hasn't even been stolen. So I can understand why a marijuana store, you know, could have an issue where, you know, somebody uses a stolen credit card to get pot, and then you can't collect the money or collect it all. And, you know, some business owners, they like collecting cash. They like knowing that I'm going to get cash and I don't have to pay credit card fees. But now we're looking at these stores being huge targets. They say a former Marine with a wife and three children, Travis Mason, a 24-year-old Colorado pot store guard, was shot in the head on June 19th by two armed robbers at the Greenheart Pot Dispensary in Aurora, a Denver suburb. By the way, Aurora, right? Remember the Aurora, Colorado shooting in the James Holmes with the Dark Knight movie showing? It was only his second week on the job. The would-be robbers fled without any money. They're still being sought. Rewards totaling $12,000 have been offered for their capture. They say this incredibly sad situation underscores the public safety risk faced by our industry due to the fact that we don't have access to banking. You know, it's very, very frustrating to me because we legalize something just like with the Affordable Care Act, and then we don't look at the possible ramifications. And I'm not saying the legislatures caused this. We just, you know, you have to, whenever you decide to do a bombshell of a law, you need to look 200 steps down the line. And that's probably why Congress and most legislatures don't really get a lot done, because somebody is looking at step 199 or you know. But I'm surprised this isn't this wasn't thought of. If you have a cash-only law, I had no idea, cash-only law at these places, obviously, duh. I mean, that would be step one, going, okay, well, what do we do to protect them? Okay, well, then they have to have an armed guard. By the way, you know, owning one of these legal dispensaries, I mean, it's still pretty expensive. Yeah, you may be raking in the dough, but it's not very easy to run. They say recreational use of marijuana is dominated by Western states. It's illegal in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, D.C. 25 states in the District of Columbia allow some sort of recreational or medical marijuana use. They say California, Nevada, and six other states could make marijuana legal in the majority of U.S. states in November when they vote on legislation measures. Marijuana Business Daily reports that potential ballot measures loom in other six states and predicts that legal pot could become an $8 billion industry in the United States by 2018. However, it's still illegal under federal law. So most banks steer clear of the industry, which is why dispensaries have to deal in cash. So the Senate recently approved legislation to protect banks against repercussions if they do business with marijuana dispensaries, but I think it got blocked in the House. So we'll keep you posted on that, but a cash-only business is a hazard. A 35-year-old San Bernardino medical marijuana dispensary guard was shot in the head. He survived but remains in critical condition. And the robbers did in San Bernardino get away with a lot of the cash. And, you know, by the way, these are no gun zones. I mean, these are where guns are illegal. Aurora, Colorado, San Bernardino. So, another point, the bad guys are getting the guns. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of us who were yelled at as kids for sucking our thumb, now we could go back to our parents and go, because young children who suck their thumbs or bite their nails may be less likely to develop allergies later in childhood. The results do not suggest that the kids should start sucking their thumb, but they say in this study the findings do suggest that the habits help protect against allergies that persist into adulthood. Many parents discourage these habits, and they do not have enough evidence to change this. But remember, kids putting things in their mouth, that was it's a way for kids to introduce bacteria into their mouths. I mean, you know, you're always like, oh, you know, kids need to keep their hands out of their mouths. Well, the reason why kids do that is because that's their instinctual nature to, close with nature. In the study, researchers pulled data from an ongoing study of more than 1,000 children born in New Zealand in 1972 and 1973. The children's parents were asked about their kids' thumb-sucking and nail-biting habits four times when the kids were 5, 7, 9, and 11. Researchers also tested the children for allergies using a skin prick test when they were 13 and followed up when the kids were 32. It turned out that 38% of the children who had sucked their thumbs or bit their nails had at least one allergy, whereas kids who did not had 49% had at least one allergy. So it's not a huge difference, but it's a difference. And they say the link between these childhood habits and a lower risk of allergies was still present among the study participants when they were 32 years old. See, I bit my nails. I did not suck my thumb. I did not like sucking my thumb. I didn't really like binkies. But I always bit my nails. And I think it's because I always had chocolate or something under the nail. And I remember tasting dirt for the first time. And you want to know what? Dirt didn't taste bad. Now, I had an iron deficiency. And I really, I guess, might have been craving it. And so I would bite my nails. And my mom never knew this. She knew I had an iron deficiency and I had to be treated for it. But I would bite my nails and taste the dirt. I loved tasting the dirt under my nails. I know, I'm so stupid. I was not the smartest kid. You know, but then again, I'm really not really allergic to much. And I'm allergic to cats, even though I have four now. And, oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, so I'm tying my shoes. You got to hear about Snappy. Tom has not met Snappy, but Tom's going to because, you know, I'm going to ship. I have a new kitty cat. Yeah, and so as I'm putting my work shoes on, my workout shoes on, she unties them. Then I tie them again, and she unties them. And so I'm ready to, I don't know what to do with this thing. But anyway. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you know the IRS tax debt's crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.